47 minutes after 4 now, and it is a Monday morning, so that means it is time we say good morning to Christelle Coleman, who is an insurance expert at Old Mutual Insure. Good morning, Christelle. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good morning to yourself.
Thank you so much for joining us. And if you've just joined us, Christelle Coleman is an insurance expert at Old Mutual Insure, who joins you to discuss matters pertaining to insurance. Now, she's given us a whole conversation around topics ranging from understanding insurance if you're getting cover for the first time to issues relating to gender and age specific policies. And she's also given us a better understanding of the term Act of God. Today, Christelle is going to be answering a few frequently asked questions about various scenarios or insurance scenarios. Now, it's, yeah, Christelle, I mean, I've been learning so much since we've started this. And you would think, you know, the more I hear you give us the answers, the more I have questions, the more I want to know more. So this morning, we're going to be asking you, you know, about certain scenarios, and then you can give us your expert advice on that. So let's start off with this. Why would my insurance not pay out, even if I had a tracker installed in my car? I mean, I've got the tracker. So why would you not pay? First of all, let me ask it this way. Is there a possibility of you not paying?
There's always an insurance company not paying because you have to adhere to the requirements of the policy. So, if your car is stolen, and there's a theft or hijack of your vehicle, and there's a requirement of the tracker, being installed into your vehicle. The tracker has to be, the tracking device has to be maintained, and it has to be in a working condition. You obviously have to make sure that your subscription to your tracking company is paid and up to date, so that service is in place. The tracking device would only come into play when there's an actual theft of the vehicle. If you ask why would the insurance company pay, if you're involved in an accident and your vehicle wasn't maintained, so for instance you have a low thread count on your tires and you're involved in an accident and the claim is rejected for that reason, and then having a tracking device doesn't won't help you. So it all depends on what the cause of the accident was and what the requirements of the policy is.
All right. And then we talk of, or the question is, will an insurer ever take steps to cancel a policy, perhaps for no disclosure?
Insurance companies often take steps to cancel policies. The most well-accepted reason is if you start claiming too frequently on your policy. So often what would happen is, you have a number of claims, and I'm not saying, people think wrong. We often see people don't claim for years, and then all of a sudden there's just a sort of burst of claims. It could be that it's something like related to weather. So, for instance, you have a number of lightning damage claims and power surge claims all in quick succession. Or you have all of a sudden you have a few burglaries or thefts, things that are outside of your control. Insurance companies will still take steps to make sure that your policy remains profitable. So they will contact you and say, we're going to impose an excess on your policy. If we don't see an improvement in your claims records, we might cancel your policy. And the most, for me, the sort of the best example of that is you have a young child in your family who start driving for the first time, and that person has a number of accidents. And then the insurance company will say, we will cancel, we can't carry on, be exposed to this risk. So we're canceling the cover for the specific person driving the vehicle, or we're taking this car off the policy. That's the worst thing that can happen to you, because then it's almost impossible for you to get insurance again. Another reason why insurance companies do cancel policies is they suspect fraudulent behavior. So they feel that the claim that you've submitted, or you admit that the claim that you've submitted, you've increased it to a level that it didn't actually happen, or you submitted a fraudulent claim to start with, it didn't happen at all. Then the insurance company will actually cancel your policy and blacklist you. And then it's very difficult for you to get insurance ever again. So I really would guard against claiming too often, too much, even if it did actually happen, because you could, and then also, of course, submitting fraudulent claims, because you could get into a very difficult position.
Yeah. And you are listening to the voice of Christelle Coleman, insurance expert at Old Mutual Insure, joins you every Monday this time to talk to you about, or rather trying to give you a better understanding of the insurance world. So today she's answering frequently asked questions. So when it comes to insurance, let's open the platform to you at home, 0214460567. What do you want to ask about? Maybe there's something that you're not sure about when it comes to insurance. This is your time. 021 once again, 4460567. That is the number that you can dial. This one, Christelle, is always interesting. How many additional drivers can I add to my policy? And does it matter? Okay, can it affect? I suppose, let me ask it this way. So yeah. I want to add my partner. So that's one. I'm sure that one's free. If I add more, because I want to add also my brothers and my sisters and my cousins, is that going to impact my cover?
Well, again, all insurance companies treat this differently. So, you know, if I speak on behalf of Old Mutual Insure, most of our policies would not have nominated driver clauses on it. Some insurance companies restrict the number of drivers because they then charge you less. So it does affect the premium because they feel the risk. They know that, you know, ABS has got a clean insurance record and, you know, you haven't had a claim for 5 years and they only allow you to drive the vehicle. And this is one of the things that caused the biggest headaches for people because they don't read their policies. They just look at the bottom line premium and then they let the brother or the sister or whoever drive, or the child, for instance, who may be much younger, drive the vehicle. And then there's an accident and they have no cover. So then you end up paying so dearly for that little bit of premium that you save every month. So it's really important when you take up motor insurance to understand what are those restrictions. I am sure you can add more drivers, and I'm almost 100% sure that that will affect your premium and that it will go up in that case. You know, typically what would happen in a case like that is the nominated driver clause is taken off the policy and they open it up for all drivers and then you pay more. At that point, shop around. Don't think that going direct is going to be cheaper. Get a broker, because that's what brokers do. They shop around on your behalf. And even if you are paying the commission, because that's included in the premium, you often end up paying less than going to a direct insurer because they have done that top shopping exercise on your behalf. And then the broker's duty is to advise you and say, listen, only you can drive the vehicle, only you and your spouse can drive the vehicle, or it's unrestricted driving. So it's very important to look at your motor insurance policy and understand that.
Christelle, let me tell you this. I never have to worry about that. Or I will never. Or don't worry about that. You know why? Because no one can ever drive patients. She's mine. She's mine and mine alone. Yeah?
Well, let me ask you this question. Do you ever go to the airport and do you ever drive park your vehicle at the valet parking at the airport?
Never. Ever.
Do you ever have your car washed or serviced, as?
Yeah, bonaki. Okay. Wait. Yeah? Does that count
That counts as someone else driving your vehicle. I was on another radio show, and this lady phoned in, and she parked her car at the airport. And when she got to by the time she got to Cape Town, she got a message to say that her car had been written off. She'd signed a disclaimer because she handed the keys in, and her car was a complete write-off. She tried to claim from the insurance company, and they said, sorry, only you're allowed to drive the vehicle. So her claim was rejected, $250,000 out of pocket. Nominated driver clause. So you must always remember other people also drive the car sometimes.
I hear that. And Christelle, we've got Ryan in Panorama who's got a question for you. Ryan, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I live in a house with three friends, and so I own the house, and they live with me. And then I tried insurance, and I first had insurance, and then I tried to get household insurance. And then they asked questions, and they asked me if I have a hostel. And I said, no, I don't live in a hostel. I live in a house. And they're like, no, but you've got there's four of you in there, and you know, two or more unconnected. And so I said, you live in a hostel. So I was like, no, I don't live in a hostel, because that sounds like, you know, backpackers and stuff. And so then she said, well, unfortunately, yeah, you live in a hostel. And that's our term. And they actually canceled my insurance. They gave me 1 month's notice and said, we can't insure you anymore. And then I phoned around, and I actually struggled to get insurance. eventually I had to the broker, and she was able to help me.
Okay.
And quite surprised that because there were four of us in the house, just a house share, that they put it as a hospital, and I couldn't find insurance who covered me.
All right. So Ryan, you just putting it out there. You're making a statement that this is actually something that has happened, right?
Yeah, it has happened.
Okay.
And
cool,
eventually, man. It took me about a couple of 2 weeks to find a company that was willing to actually insure me.
All right. Thank you so much, Ryan in Panorama. And then, Christelle, very quickly, while on that, we've got Anwar in Kensington. Anwar, your question, please.
Hi. There's a quick question. That lady said if you don't have other drivers on your insurance and there's an accident in the car, written off, they won't pay out. But what about comprehensive insurance?
All right. That's a question. Thank you so much, Anwar, on that. Christelle?
Comprehensive insurance is the type of cover you have on your policy, but your policy can have nominated drivers on. So you must check your policy schedule. Yes, comprehensive insurance will cover you for any damage or accident or theft, but the insurance company can say we restricted the person to drive. The only person that we will cover is the person that's nominated on the policy schedule to drive the vehicle. That's not the case with our company, but some of the insurance companies out there have that restriction because they say the only one person is allowed to drive the vehicle. We have got a better risk that we insure. We charge less premium. So that's why this question from Anwar is so important, because people don't understand that whether you've got comprehensive insurance or not is not what it's about. It's about nominated on the policy to drive the vehicle. So please check your policy schedules. And if that doesn't work for you, shop around. Previous caller, get a broker, shop around, until you get to a point where you pay the premium and you've got the cover in place that you are comfortable with.
Christelle, just before we let you go, talking to that as you finish with that, we've come from a situation where there was a time for brokers, and then insurance went to the side of companies calling you and telling you you don't need a broker. But it seems like we're going back there again to say there's just too much. You need someone that actually understands what's happening.
It's a complicated world out there when it comes to insurance. We live in a country with high crime, high accident rates on the road, 7% uninsured vehicles, people driving like absolute maniacs. My helper was in a major taxi accident yesterday afternoon. Make sure that you have the right insurance cover in place. And I believe having someone like a broker who can advise you and who can fight with the insurance company on your behalf is really, at the end of the day, excellent value for money. And you won't end up with a problem. And if you do get to a claim stage and you have a problem, you've got someone next to you who will help you with the insurance company to find your way and help you get problems sorted.
I have to unfortunately run because we just need too much time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's time.